5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, January 26th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, the Bidens and China. According to a report, the Biden family received some $31 million from individuals linked to the highest levels of Chinese intelligence. This is according to Peter Schweitzer, the author of Red-Handed, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win. He talked with Mark Levin on his television program Sunday night, said that Biden's son Hunter, while Joe Biden was vice president and during the early part of his term as president, was involved in business dealings with Chinese citizens who were connected to Chinese intelligence services. He called the Biden family's business dealings unprecedented. Quote, I don't know of a time in American history where the American First family has had this kind of a financial bond with a foreign intelligence service, particularly a foreign intelligence service that wants to defeat the United States in global competition. End quote. The love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Remains to be seen if the rest of the corporate media picks up on this story, but based on the reaction to Hunter Biden's laptop, I suspect not. Topic number 4. The January 6th committee, in its ongoing effort to investigate private U.S. citizens for what took place at the U.S. Capitol January 6th, 2021, the Congressional 1-6 committee is claiming virtually absolute power that not even the FBI or other law enforcement agencies here in the United States enjoy. In fact, lawyers for this committee have been arguing that nothing forbids or limits their authority to obtain data on whatever citizens they target. And even more surprisingly, that the checks imposed on the FBI, like the requirement to obtain judicial authorization for secret subpoenas, do not apply to the committee because the committee is in the legislative branch, not the executive branch. Their lawyers are literally arguing that the constitutional checks on the power of the judicial branch of government do not apply to the legislative branch of government. Under the Constitution, and this is all, by the way, an analysis by Glenn Greenwald, independent journalist who writes at Substack. Glenn Greenwald notes that under the Constitution and a number of McCarthy-era Supreme Court decisions regarding the Constitution, the power to investigate crimes lies exclusively with the executive branch of government. That's the president and agencies within the executive branch. And those branches supervised by the judicial branch, not with the legislative branch, which is Congress. Congress does have the power to conduct investigations, but that's limited to two very narrow categories. Number one, when they're doing so in to assist in its lawmaking responsibilities, and number two, to exert oversight over the executive branch. Congress does not have the power to do exactly what it is doing, and this is according to two Supreme Court cases back in the 1950s, the McCarthy era, conducting a separate criminal investigation to uncover political crimes committed by private citizens. Greenwald didn't say it specifically this way, but what it appears to me, based on his analysis, is that Congress is essentially creating what looks like a star chamber, a court with unlimited power to target and punish anyone who disagrees with the political elites in Washington, D.C. This is a very dangerous place that we have gone here in 21st century America, and the corporate media is not reporting on this. Congress is doing what is specifically prohibited from doing in investigating what happened January 6th, 2021. Topic number 3, defunding the truth. New evidence has emerged, this reported by the Epoch Times, by the way, that Dr. Anthony Fauci not only initiated efforts to cover up evidence pointing to the lab leak theory, the origin of COVID-19, but he helped shape a very influential paper that excluded the possibility of a lab leak. No, natural origin. Fauci's involvement with the paper was not acknowledged by the authors as it should have been under academic standards, and Fauci specifically denied communicating with the authors of the paper when he testified before Congress week before last. The article, titled Proximal Origin, was co-authored by 5 virologists, 4 of whom took part in a conference call on February 1st, 2020, a teleconference that was convened by Dr. Fauci, teleconference that was not made public. This draft of that paper, Proximal Origin, was completed on the same day as the conference, and at least 3 of the authors of the paper admitted during the teleconference and in emails in emails after the conference that they were 60 to 80% sure that SARS-CoV-2, the virus behind COVID-19, had escaped from the lab in Wuhan. But that's not what the paper said. It specifically excluded the lab leak and newly released notes taken by House Republican staff members from emails that are still largely redacted point to Dr. Fauci as being actively engaged in shaping the conclusions of this paper. As the head now of the National Institute for Allergic and Infectious Diseases, NIAID is the acronym, Fauci controls a big budget and can allocate it to various research projects. Interestingly, at least three of the virologists involved in drafting that paper that excluded the lab leak theory have seen substantial increases in their funding from NIAID since the publication of that paper in February of 2020, about $50 million worth of additional funding. Apparently, $50 million can buy a lot of scientific consensus these days. Topic number two, our shrinking planet. The number of countries experiencing more deaths than births in a given year is increasing. An analysis of data from the United Nations by the Federal Institute for Population Research in Germany shows that the natural balance of births and deaths is declining worldwide, leading to aging and even declining populations in most of the world. By the middle of the 21st century, all the nations in Europe, with the exception of Norway and Sweden, will see their natural population growth turn negative. The same holds true in North America. Populous countries like Brazil and China also projected to experience a shift to declining populations by the year 2050. Past the year 2100, most naturally growing countries in the world will be in Africa, the rest of the world just holding steady or declining. Ethnographers, demographers have been pointing to this trend for a while. Contrary to what you may have heard in school or what your children may be hearing, the global population, human population of planet Earth, is poised to begin declining in the second half of the 21st century, and there are some who are concerned that it might not be able to reverse that trend, or we might not once that begins. Now, this will have an economic impact. In the shorter term, this will have an economic impact. You can see by this chart that the growth of the American labor force has been declining steadily for the last 50 years. It's projected to grow only by 4% in the 2020s. On one hand, that's good for workers because a shortage of labor means more competition for workers, means higher wages. On the flip side, it means fewer working taxpayers supporting more and more of us old people. And it also means it'll be harder to grow the economy. It's hard for GDP to grow when the population is declining. Coming up, a disturbing story about Disney and a film about cannibals. That's next on 5 and 10.
Call now and take advantage of Skywatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year. With the rediscovery of the ancient prophecies from a mysterious group of prophets and scribes hundreds of years before Christ, your understanding of end times prophecy and the final age of man is about to be forever changed. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, the veil is lifted as you discover how much of what you've been taught about Israel in the first century is incomplete. Shockingly, there were Jewish believers who knew exactly what to expect from the coming Messiah, that he would be God in the flesh, would die for our sins, and even the date of his first arrival. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, you will discover lost prophecies only recently discovered in the Dead Sea Scrolls about the time we are now living in, how the enigmatic group known as the Essenes formed and what influence they had on the New Testament, what hidden feasts and festivals the Essenes celebrated, and what messages the group left behind for believers living in the present age, how the prophecies of Daniel and Revelation fit within the Essene timetable, and how an ancient Jewish calendar actually predicts the prophetic significance of the year 2025. But that's not all. For the first time ever, you'll also receive Dr. Ken Johnson's massive three-book collection entitled The Ancient Mysteries of the Essenes, where Dr. Johnson compiles three of his most groundbreaking research studies on the Dead Sea Scrolls into one massive collection. In Book 1, The Ancient Dead Sea Scrolls Calendar and the Prophecies It Reveals, you will discover the secrets of the mysterious 364-day calendar used by the ancients since the time of creation and how it has been hidden until now for the appointed time. In Book 2, Ancient Testimonies of the Patriarchs, Autobiographies from the Dead Sea Scrolls, you will hear the previously hidden prophetic texts of such patriarchs as Enos, grandson of Adam, Lamech, father of Noah, Amram, father of Moses and Aaron, and even Enoch from the Book of Enoch fame. And in the most shocking revelation yet, Book 3, The Ancient Order of Melchizedek, you will learn astonishing facts about the enigmatic priest Melchizedek, such as why his priesthood was and is different from that of Levi, why the Messiah was ordained after the order of Melchizedek, and how the facts surrounding this mysterious order dramatically affect the theology and practical applications of our Christian walk today. This collection is an absolute necessity for any researcher's library, and for those who want to fully step into the minds of the ancients and see the Dead Sea Scrolls like they never have before. Now you can get this incredible collection for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So don't miss out on SkyWatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year, the Lost Prophecies and Ancient Mysteries Collection, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, there's no other way to say it. This is disturbing. A new horror film to be shown on the Disney-owned streaming platform Hulu called Fresh has been panned by critics who are just stunned and disgusted by the film's unexpectedly gory plot. It basically features a serial killer cannibal who carves up women that he seduces and then sells their body parts to rich people for them to eat. This movie was premiered at the Sundance Film Festival last Thursday, produced by a company called Legendary. It's been picked up by Searchlight, which is one of Disney's subsidiary film studios. It will be released on Hulu in March. Some critics have embraced it as an edgy new take on the horror genre, but most say it's just downright disgusting and gratuitously gory. And then there are those who are stunned that this is coming out from Disney, that Disney is facilitating the production and distribution of this particular film. Disney used to be a brand that you could count on for family-friendly entertainment. That was a long time ago. The bigger question here is, how is the human spirit affected by this virtual human sacrifice? I can tell you from a personal friend of mine that it may have spiritual consequences in your home. One person reporting demonic activity that stopped once they stopped watching zombie films and slasher films. This is the 21st century. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. SkyWatch TV, trying to be a beacon of light in these dark times. Our magazine, which was being mailed out to subscribers and also sent out with orders from the SkyWatch TV store, because of supply chain disruptions, the ability to get paper and the cost of paper when you can get it anymore means we are having to transform the SkyWatch TV magazine into a digital publication. The SkyWatch TV magazine is now an e-magazine. It's an enhanced PDF document, which means it's hot linked inside. Go to the contents, click or tap on the link to the stories, takes you right to the page. You find links inside the magazine that leads you to other parts of the magazine and to the SkyWatch TV store. It's available for free. You can get it two ways. Number one, go to the SkyWatch TV website, skywatchtv.com. It's in the right-hand column at the website. Or just point the phone on your camera or tablet to the QR code here on the screen, and that will bring up a link that will take you right to the magazine. SkyWatch TV's e-magazine, it is free and available now, skywatchtv.com, or by using the QR code here on your screen. SkyWatch TV, we are supporting the work at Whispering Ponies Ranch. This is the good work done by our friends at Royal Family Kids, working with children in foster care between the ages of 9 and 11. We reach them at a time in their lives when it's still possible to change the direction of their lives. If you know anything about children in foster care, they are at much higher risk, statistically speaking, for being drawn into drugs and prostitution and pornography and gangs. But by showing the love of Christ and showing that there are adults in this world who don't want anything from them, who want to protect them as we should, Their lives can be changed, and you can be a part of this. During the month of January, through our Friends of the Children special offer, we are working to complete some construction at the ranch before the 2022 camping season opens. And as our thank you for your support, we're offering the limited edition Defender Family Bible. This is a hardcover edition of the Defender Bible, which is the King James translation with the expanded Apocrypha, including the Book of Enoch. For your gift of $300 or more, you'll get a gift box, a thank you, from the staff at Whispering Ponies Ranch, the Defender Family Bible, and a $100 gift certificate to spend at the SkyWatch TV store any way you choose. For your gift of $1,000 or more, the thank you box from Whispering Ponies Ranch, the Defender Family Bible, a $300 gift certificate to use at the SkyWatch TV store, and an invitation to tour the ranch and see what we do, to see what you help build. We'll take a group photo with the staff of the ranch, the staff of SkyWatch TV, and an invitation to join us for a taping here at the SkyWatch TV studios. Again, we depend on your support, but we always want to thank you for your support because we can't do what we do without it. Find out more online, skywatchtvstore.com, skywatchtvstore.com, or by calling 844-750-4985. And thank you. This week on SkyWatch TV, the mystery of the disappearance of the Anasazi Indians. What happened to them, and how is it related to the UFO phenomenon? This is part of Josh Peck's documentary, Great Delusion, and he joins Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the SkyWatch investigative team to discuss that this week. Our broadcast schedule online, skywatchtv.com/channels, but if you've got Roku or Apple TV, just add the SkyWatch TV app to your set-top box, and then we will broadcast anytime you like, and not just the weekly broadcast show, but all of our video programs, these daily news updates, Unraveling Revelations, Simply His, Return to Eden, the Bible's Greatest Mysteries, all of that right on your big screen TV, or if you download our free mobile app, you can get all of our video content that way, cast it to your smart TV if it's compatible with Google's Chromecast or Apple's AirPlay, and of course, you also get a calendar of upcoming events, a rundown of news the media would like you to miss, and of course, through February, free chapter-length excerpts of my new book, The Second Coming of Saturn. The app is free, available for iOS and Android devices and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. And to make things easy, we've got links to the app stores for those devices at skywatchtv.com. It's in the top menu bar where it says SkyWatch TV app. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.